This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. As we gear up for another heavy-duty election season, let's fine-tune our sights on the race for Florida governor. Coming up, we'll look at a claim by Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, who wants to sit in the governor's mansion. But first, let's look at a claim by one of the Democrats, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who said this about one of his contenders, former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. Under Levine, Miami Beach passed a resolution to ban assault rifles, which was not enforceable and never enforced. He passed a resolution to raise the minimum wage, which actually no one got the benefit of because it was not enforced. So let's debate the veracity of that comment with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Allison. So does the state prohibit municipalities from passing these kind of laws? And more importantly, didn't Philip Levine know that?
Yeah, so we ended up rating Gillum's claim here mostly true. So let's start with this assault weapons ban. Gillum's claim about that is largely accurate. It wasn't actually a ban on assault weapons. It was more of a resolution and a symbolic call to action for lawmakers at the state and federal level to look into enacting a law to ban those assault weapons. So it was really symbolic. And as you said, the state of Florida actually has a statute that local governments trying to enact their own gun laws would be fined. So with the assault weapons ban, and I say ban with air quotes around it, we definitely think that Gillum is on the right track. So the next part is this minimum wage increase. Mm-hmm. That minimum wage increase was struck down before it could actually take effect. So Gillum is once again right that no one got the benefit of it. A circuit court judge ruled that it was preempted by a state statute preventing local minimum wages from exceeding the state rate.
So Gillum's pretty truthful here when he claims that Levine is doing a lot of these things that he says he's doing in these debates, but it's kind of just political theater, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Levine, when he talks about this, he sometimes describes it as an assault weapons ban and sometimes says that it was never enforced. Political theater is definitely one way to describe what we see.
All right, Allison, let's go on to the Republicans. Candidate Adam Putnam claimed during a recent interview on Fox News that Florida taxpayers pay tens of millions of dollars a year to feed and house in our prison system criminal illegal aliens. So I think the key phrase here is illegal aliens, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's because the Florida Department of Corrections does not keep track of inmates by immigration status. So when Putnam says that he has a figure for the amount that criminal illegal aliens in prison cost Florida taxpayers, he really doesn't have that number. This type of idea that if you got rid of all of the undocumented immigrants in prison, you wouldn't gain back all of the money dollar per dollar. There are fixed costs that go into keeping a prison running. In Florida prisons, there are 100,000 inmates, and roughly 5,000 were in the alien group, which is people who are not U.S. citizens, but also could be undocumented immigrants. So removing them from the prison system really wouldn't cut the cost very much for prisons.
This is just a very touchy political phrase right now in this season. So something tells me we haven't heard the last of that too. Right?
Yeah. The economic impact of immigration is very widely debated. We hear President Donald Trump talk about it, and now we're hearing about it in Florida. So I definitely think immigration is going to be an issue we just see throughout the rest of this campaign season.
All right. Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for raising the curtain on some of this political theater.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.